miles per hour. Thursday, snow likely, mostly cloudy, highs 27 to 32. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Evening lows around 12 degrees. Now it's time for Headwaters.
Magnolia blossoms blooming, heads all empty, and I don't care.
Saw my baby down by the river,
knew she'd have to come up soon for air.
Sweet blossom, come on under the willow. We can have high times if you look back. We can discover the wonders of nature,
rolling in the rushes down by the riverside. She's got everything we like for. She's got everything I need. Takes the wheel when I've seen double. Pays my ticket when I speed.
Skimming through rays of violet, she can wait in a drop of dew. She don't come and I don't follow. Waits backstage while I sing to you.
But she can dance a Cajun rhythm,
jump like a widow's in four-wheel drive.
She's a summer love in the spring, fall, and winter.
She can make happy any man alive.
Everything I need. A breeze in the pines, in the sun, in my moonlight. Crazy in the sunlight, yes indeed.
But sometimes when the cuckoo's crying, when the moon is halfway down, sometimes when the night is dying, I'll take me out in a wander around. Thank you.
Bridget Collapse. Bridget Collapse.
You need better salary. That's the Obama to live to.
The finder's love.
Sister Rosetta goes before us. That is, of course, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss's album Raising Sand, which was produced by T-Bone Burnett, whose birthday is today. He is 78 years old and has had a lot of impact on production behind records, including Raising Sand and their follow-up Raise the Roof. He's also the brainchild behind the Civil Wars. Remember them? Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Soundtrack, Walk the Line, Crazy Heart, Inside Llewyn Davis, and a lot of really iconic and legendary soundtracks. So happy birthday to T-Bone Burnett. Al Michaels' Affair before that, off their album 24 Hour Sports. This album has been going round and round in my house, and I just love it so much. It was released in September of 2025, and this song with Florence Aduni, Say Goodbye, we played for several months here, but I just can't get enough of it. Every single time this track comes on the album, it's like, oh, it's a banger. Say Goodbye. Kate LeBon in there with About Time. And we had to start this off with a little Grateful Dead. That was Sugar Magnolia. Of course, the world lost Bob Weir on Saturday last weekend. And we'll be doing a little bit more touch point on Bob and his impact in music and within the Grateful Dead here on Headwaters, your source for great music. I'm Kari Hedlund, your host today. Also coming up today, we've got a conversation with Minnesotan Charlie Wagner. You also may know him as part of the Forge North. He's going to be playing a couple songs with Malachi Coons live in the studio on KAXE. Winter is here. Make room for your garage the no-hassle way. Donate your vehicle to KAXE. It's easy and towing is free. Plus, your car donation helps to keep people-powered radio going strong. Visit KAXE.org/cars to get your car donation started. Or call Heather at 218-326-1234 for more information. I see the sun today, and I cannot tell you how much my mental health needs it. Highs near 12 today, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. And Thursday and Friday, we might see some snow, hopefully anyway. So snow is likely on Thursday. Little windy on Thursday and Friday, patchy blowing snow before noon with those winds again picking up. All right, the city of Grand Rapids is hosting an open house tonight from 4 to 6 at the Yanmar Arena. Share your feedback on plans for the American Legion Memorial Park. And North Central Small Business Development Center invites current and aspiring small business owners to the Entrepreneurs on Tap Learning Series starting Wednesday, January tonight. At Last Turn Brew Pub in Brainerd, starting at 5 o'clock. There's a different topic each month now through May. You can find the full schedule at northcentralsbdc.com. Our Fresh Picks is back. We started this late in 2025 where the music team and the KAXE staff send in our favorite singles, our favorite albums that were just released. It's a very, very relevant list of songs that have very recently been released, including this one that appears on this week's from Minnesotan McKeon Hugh Roberts. McKeon is based in Grand Rapids and played originally with the Wild Horses and has done a lot of his own solo music over the years. And he has released a song that really touches on some Minnesota history, in particular in the Brainerd area. And you can read about it and find out more Fresh Picks at KAXE.org. This is Milford. No, this is not Milford. My apologies. See you guys live radio here, right? Okay, now we are ready for McKinney Roberts. This is Milford.
Nobody ever dreamed that a lake would come in, or that a mine 200 feet deep would fill in 7 minutes. You know, it fills so fast that 41 men out of 48 could not get to the ladders.
Climb down into the earth, take everything it's worth, labor in the dark and dust for the gold, a colored rust. Crosby's wealth did grow from 200 feet below. There was miners working to the bone, tired and ready to go home. In 1980,
Within me now, can't take it out of me now. I was young and free then, like a child I loved to love then. Now there's nothing left in me but fear. I can see the end is drawing near. Took everything I had and more. Each day I live to give you my all.
This is the end before it's even started. I can't survive.
Looking at me.
Robert Finley on the battlefield. That's off his album, Hallelujah, Don't Let the Devil Fool You. And I know we've talked about this before, but that's his daughter on background vocals, Christy Johnson. And she joins him throughout the whole album. And the band is a really solid band. It's Dan Auerbach, who's been a longtime collaborator with Robert Finley, kind of helped bring him into the main stage. Barry Cadigan of Little Barry, Malcolm Cotto of Heliocentrix, and Tommy Brennick, who's very involved in Daptone. Really great band, really great record. Laura Mvula before that, Is There Anybody Out There? That's off her album Sing to the Moon, and it just got me thinking, where's Laura? What has she been up to? I think I'm going to go down a little deep dive after I get off the air here. And we heard from Minnesotan McKee and Hugh Roberts, Grand Rapidian, actually. And that is the song Milford. That's one of our fresh picks this week. Check out the whole lineup of our recommended songs, albums for you to check out. Go to kaxe.org. We receive support from Harmony Food Co-op, Bemidji's full-service downtown grocery store, offering people a variety of local, organic, fair trade, and conventional items. Open daily from 8 to 8, more at harmonyfoods.coop, also on Facebook. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we've got our daily slice of green cheese. Then at 10:15, we have an interview with Charlie Wagner, a regional musician who performs solo. He also performs with the band Forge North. Great conversation and live session coming up at about 10:15. And at 11 this morning, it is the World Cafe. William Prince is the guest today. And at 1 o'clock, we've got On the River. And at 7 o'clock tonight, we got another dose of On the River. I wrote down here that DJ Dang is on this. Yes, he is. DJ Dang is bringing you a special edition of On the River this afternoon from 1 to 4. And Dave the Wave is your host tonight at 7. I'm Kari Hedlund, and this is Headwaters. We've got our album of the week this week, which we are going to hear from in just a moment. Also, the KAXA question of the week is, what are your favorite games? We'd love to hear from you. What do you play with your family? You can text 218-326-1234. My family just got utter nonsense. We played this game one time when we went out on a family vacation and stayed at a house where they, of course, had a closet full of games. And we found this game utter nonsense. And there were no rules, so we just kind of made up our own. Well, the Hedlund family got this game officially for Christmas. And we played it last weekend. My stomach hurts so much from laughing so hard. It's, you're given an accent that you have to do, or a kind of voice, something to do with, like, you're having to match, you know, maybe like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Maybe you're having to talk like a robot. Maybe you're having to have a British accent. It's hilarious. And it's so funny to think like, oh, that's easy. And then as soon as it's your turn, you're like, wait a minute. Chewbacca was one that really threw all of us. I don't think anybody got it right or even remotely close. It was very guttural and hilarity ensued, I'll just say that. So difficult to convey in this format, but really a fun game. And in my family, we're a big cribbage fam and backgammon. So go back to the roots of all games there with those. So we'd love to hear from you. Text 218-326-1234. In particular, I'd love some family game recommendations. Always interested in those. All right, our album of the week this week is a divisive one. We've got divisive. We've got a lot of opinions on this album, and I'd love to hear yours. It's Dry Cleaning. They are a British rock band from London, releasing their third full-length album, Secret Love. The vocalist that you hear, Florence Shaw, has this very deadpan spoken word delivery and over some really strong bass lines and post-punk grooves. This album expands their sound to include some more jangle pop guitars, elements of folk rock, and occasional singing from Shaw. It was produced by Kate LeBond, who we just heard from earlier today on Headwaters, and she has become a big-time producer in the last couple years, partly recorded at Wilco's Loft Studio in Chicago, and we are going to hear the track right now, Secret Love, Concealed in a Drawing of a Boy. This is Dry Cleaning's album of the week, Secret Love.
The beginning of the world, a fringe with gel. I'll see you before you get this. I hope you're both well. New York has been pretty good. We have a couple of days left, and as yet, I've seen no one famous. Hopefully I will, and I can tell you about it when I'm home.
Thank you. could tell you rocks in my bed. Underloved, overfed, my man's gone, so instead I've got rocks in my bed.
That is new from Monrovia. The album is called Bloodline, and he was born in Liberia and adopted by Christian missionaries and raised in Tennessee. So the sound is very much channeling that Appalachian sound throughout the album, and talks just a lot about his experience as an adopted kid, kind of taken from his home country, and worth a listen right now. Alan Toussaint, before that, it is the day Alan Toussaint was born in 1938, a very influential New Orleans musician, and that was off his album American Tunes. We heard Rhiannon Giddens there on vocals, another musician who is really bringing that Appalachian history into the present world of music. Dry Cleaning started that off with Secret Love Concealed in a Drawing of a Boy. The album of the week is Secret Love. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We heard from Lenore earlier today. They have a song called I Hit My Head All Day, and her comment was they obviously hit their head one too many times. We also heard from KAXC's very own Heather, who is a big fan of the album, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. Like I said, when we were leading into those songs, a bit of a divisive album, which we love. We love to hear that. Music is subjective. Text 218-326-1234. Coming up in just a moment, we have our daily slice of green cheese here on Headwaters, your source for great music. Armory Arts and Events Center in Park Rapids has their monthly open mic night tomorrow. Doors open at 6 o'clock. And the Grand Rapids Area Library Fund has been established at the Grand Rapids Area Community Foundation. Goal is to raise $300,000 by September 1st. Funds will be earmarked for the library's 2027 budget. And if you're needing to think ahead to spring, the Beltrami Soil and Water Conservation District's annual tree sale is going on now. Young tree and shrub seedlings come in bundles of 25. Plus, native wildflower and grass mixes are available. Order early for the best selection. Find more info at beltramiswcd.org. Coming up at about 10:15, we are going to be hearing a conversation with Charlie Wagner. But right now, it is time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids, Common Grounds 218 in Longville, and Wings Airport Cafe in Brainerd for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Today's question is a gimme, so I'm just going to preface this with that and get your phones ready. Here's today's question. Grateful Dead founding member Bob Weir died on Saturday, January 10th at the age of 78. What instrument did he play? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. Question again, Bob Weir, founding member of Grateful Dead, died on Saturday, January 10th at the age of 78. What instrument did he play? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess.
Many is the time I've been mistaken, and many time's confused.
Okay, we have our winner. I believe that's the message I'm receiving. We have our winner. Please hold your calls.
Forsaken and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home. So far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right. It's all right. For we've lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. I dreamed I was flying high up above. My eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. Dreamed I was flying. But we come on a ship they call the Mayflower. We come on a ship that sailed the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hours and sang an American tune. Whoa, it's all right. It's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. But that's all, I'm trying to get some rest. It's all right. You can't be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all, I'm trying to get some rest.
Was one of those that was an accidental play, but dang, I'm sure glad that happened. That was American Tune. And we did have a winner for our daily slice of green cheese. We heard from Bob from Swatera, got the answer correctly and is going to Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids. Question again was, Grateful Dead founding member Bob Weir died on Saturday, January 10th, at the age of 78 years old. What instrument did he play? And again, this was a gimme. I would have been shocked if we wouldn't have gotten an answer here. The answer is rhythm guitar. Listen weekday mornings around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese, and tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 for KAXC's popular green cheese trivia show. This week, Justine Jacobson and Eric Hansen are your hosts for green cheese. And be sure to stay tuned after that. It's KAXC After Dark, where we dabble in genres you don't normally hear on KAXC. From 9 to midnight on Saturday, Jay Steelwolf is bringing you a mix of heavy metal. Here is the song I meant to play, which was a co-write from Bob Weir. This is Truckin'.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep truckin', like the doo-dah man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep truckin' home, home, home.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas, got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York, got the ways and means. And just won't let you be.
The cats that you meet on the streets speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Chuckin' like the doo-dah man once told me you got to pay your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down. Thank you.
Bourbon Street, sit up like a falling tree.